Welcome to the Dr. April Jasper Show, relevant conversations for business owners of today. We are proud to be sponsored by Zeiss. Zeiss has been a partner in our practice for so many years. We appreciate all of their innovation, their attention to bringing us new products to bring value to our patients. We're thrilled to have our new OCTA with the Cirrus 6000 in our practice. It has already been a tremendous asset to our practice. Our patients love it. Now is the time to invest in technology. Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with Allison. This is For Students by Students on the Dr. April Jasper Show. So last time we were together, what did we start talking about?
We started talking about how do you go about starting your own private practice.
Okay, so now you're saying starting your own. Does that
mean... starting a private practice, right. So because we brought up two different ways that we could do it, as in we could join into one that's already started itself. So they already have a doctor running it and everything, and you just go in and you buy it off of that person, or you can start from the ground up. Those were the two different paths that we started
Okay.
with.
So maybe what we need to talk about next. So what we talked about then is how you choose the location.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so maybe the next thing we should talk about is which of those two paths should you take? And so what are the pros and cons? So pros and cons for starting your own practice.
You can do it exactly how you want.
Yes. Good. That's true.
You don't have anyone telling you what to do or what not to do. Other than outside people. That's fine. What else is a pro of starting your own practice? That's pretty much it. You just make it your own. It's right. Your practice.
And but I guess a con is... I guess there's nothing that comes with... There's no baggage that comes with right. the other practice. Mm-hmm. There's no surprises. There's no hidden hidden things that you're going to find out as you go along.
Right.
And so you just start fresh. It's like starting with a new house. Mm-hmm. You know, you go in and you are building it from the ground up. You pick the people. You have all new employees. I mean, everything is all you.
Yeah.
So what would be a downside to that when you hear that even?
You've got to make a name for yourself now. No one's ever heard of you.
Yep.
And you've got to somehow get your name out there and get and compare yourself to the ones who have already been around for a long time in the area, maybe, and try to get people to see you and want to come see you.
So another way to say that is, because I think there's plenty of patients to go around, but the challenge of starting from scratch is nobody knows that spot even exists. They don't know
True.
You exist. And so how are they going to find you? And today it's mm-hmm. not as scary an option as it used to be, because you have social media,
right?
And you have other ways to get your name out. In the old days with me, all you had was the newspaper, and you could do a billboard. You could do a television ad, all of which were ridiculously expensive. So it was a little more challenging to get your name out.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. That is one of the challenges. What's another challenge you might think of starting just from scratch on your own?
You might make mistakes that you could avoid.
Yeah, it's scary. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, just be honest. You have no idea what you're doing.
True.
And so there is no class you took in school
that says this is how
to start a practice from the ground up. And so it sounds like a great idea. And it is. A lot of people do it and they do really well.
Right.
Not as many people do it fresh out of school, though. You see
That's
more
true.
People starting a practice from scratch after they've worked in a practice to see how it runs and to learn the business and to learn how do I even hire employees and advertise and market. And so that's a nice idea. I've had employees in my practice. I mean, Dr. Candace Haynes is amazing. I love her. And she's right here in Delray.
Yeah.
And she worked with me for 5 years. She worked with Lori, Dr. Mazza, for 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, at the same time, she worked between our practices.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope she learned a lot and that it helped her as she went and then walked into her practice. But
That's
she
awesome.
Ended up buying a practice as well.
Okay.
So now you start from scratch and you have all new... All your own way, but a lot to learn. So that's the challenge. And financially, what do you think the difference would be there?
You're putting a lot more work into it.
Yeah,
you're putting way
more
into it.
It's expensive.
It's terrifying.
So it's a lot of money. To build out a building even is going to be around $230,000 just to build a building out for an optometry practice because of all the rooms, the fixtures. You can't just walk in and say, here I am. You have to have the slit lamp. You have to have all that equipment.
Oh my gosh.
You're buying it fresh and new.
Right.
Now you'll get a loan and you'll pay the loan every month, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of expense that goes into it. Technically, if you buy a practice, mm-hmm. you pay a practice loan, and ideally it'll come with all the things that you need to make it successful,
right? Yeah.
Including a patient base. Mm-hmm. So you walk in and you already have a book that tomorrow you open the appointment book and you have 20 patients on the schedule.
Wow. Okay.
So in a practice that you start from scratch, you probably aren't going to have 20 patients on the schedule for like 5 years. And that's what they say. It typically takes 5 years to build a practice from nothing to something.
Oh my.
And so you just have to be ready to make it be, you know, you just have to be ready to have less income, knowing that you'll get to the point where you can have more. And I think honestly, if you knew nothing, it's going to take you 5 years.
Oh,
I think if you work with a consultant, you'll probably be doing pretty well in two. I feel very confident that I could get a practice going, and I've helped a few people do it in a year to where they have the revenue that they desire.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's a lot to think about doing on your own.
Yeah.
It really depends on, am I going to hire someone to help me? And I would definitely do that. Am I going to, and if I go into a practice where I purchase the practice, mm-hmm. let's talk about pros and cons there. All right, go.
Pros, like you said, you already have the patient base, so you don't necessarily have to worry about, advertising yourself and getting your name out there.
Yep.
I mean, the building's already there. The equipment is already there. Everything that you would need is already there. Probably like the number stuff about them with the money and everything, that's already there. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about that as much probably.
What do you mean? So the numbers,
like you don't have to figure out the numbers yourself, like per patient, how much do you need to make? You can already see like the revenue possibly, right, and that kind of thing that they're making.
Yes.
Versus when you're starting out, you have to come up with those numbers unless you have a consultant. you better have a consultant. But I don't know, what other pros would there be? I guess
we are thrilled to have CooperVision as a sponsor of our show. CooperVision is a global leader in contact lenses, serving eye care professionals and lens wearers in over 130 countries with the widest range of prescription options. CooperVision can be trusted to have a contact lens that meets your vision, lifestyle, and budget needs. From 1 day to 1 month replacement lenses, there are lenses for most prescriptions in any lifestyle or budget. CooperVision brings us the first and only soft contact lens designed for myopia control and FDA approved to slow the progression of myopia in age-appropriate children. Thank you to CooperVision for living your mission to provide innovative products to help millions of people see better each day. Yeah, so the other things, I think you have all the staff already there too. You have employees that know how to do everything. They've been doing it. That mm-hmm. can be a con as well. So the good news is they've been there, but they've been doing it. They know how the practice runs, mm-hmm. and you can just walk in and everything is turnkey. It all just keeps on working. The downside is they may have, again, that hidden stuff that you don't know about. There could be things that are going on. There's always embezzlement. Now, let me go back. There isn't always embezzlement. There's always the risk of embezzlement.
Right. Okay.
So that's something you don't know until you get in it. Mm-hmm. And that's why, again, even if you're buying a practice, you want to make sure you have someone help you with that.
Yeah.
Because those are the things they look for. They look at the numbers that the practice is giving you, their profit and loss statement, right, their tax returns. They look at all those numbers and they will tell you if it makes sense.
Okay.
They walk through it. They analyze it. They do a deep dive. They know what they're looking at because they look at practices all the time.
Yeah.
And they know how to determine if there's any funny stuff going on.
Okay.
And unfortunately, Dad and I have had this conversation on the podcast. Unfortunately, a lot of practices in the old days, I hope they don't do it anymore, they would not have a perfect set of records. And by that, I mean that their money was squishy. They wouldn't be able to, you wouldn't know exactly what they were making because right. they'd be paying for stuff out of the practice that wasn't really meant to be paid for out of the practice. So now when someone goes to buy the practice, you don't really know if these numbers are real and true mm-hmm. because there's so much being used for things that technically are not practice expenses.
Okay.
So my advice, on a tangent, I know,
it's okay.
always to doctors is Exactly. Run your practice exactly by the books. It'll come out to be better for you in the end.
Yeah.
You will better be able to judge your business because you'll know what your real numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing with the books funny, the trouble with that is you don't even know how you're doing yourself.
Right.
And so how can you do better when you don't know where you're at to begin with? But back to buying a practice, that's why you hire someone to help you, because otherwise mm-hmm. you might not be able to tell, because you're not accustomed to that. That's not what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to tell if the numbers are real and true. And so that's the other thing to look at with a practice you purchase. The good news is it's already running. And if you did it and you bought the right one mm-hmm. and you knew you had it going well, you just walk in and don't change a lot right away.
Yeah, not right away.
Let the practice continue and keep the doctor there that was there mm-hmm. already, because that's what we call goodwill. If that doctor just runs off, and they do sometimes, and that's okay. Sometimes that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
But if that doctor just says, I'm out, and they take off, the trouble with that is that then you don't have them to help encourage your patients, their patients, to become your patients.
Right. Yeah. Which brings back a lot more work.
Right. So then you're back to the work again. So the benefit again of getting a practice and buying a practice that already exists is that your expenses technically should be less. You walk right in and have mm-hmm. all the equipment you need. You even have the frames you need.
Mm-hmm.
You have everything ready to go. It's just walk in and do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that, then you have to start all that from scratch. And it's a lot for you to understand and know.
Yeah.
So my advice to most students would be, if you really think you're going to open a practice cold
mm-hmm.
day one after graduation, then hire someone to help you, and every rotation that you do, be watching to see how they do what they do, because that will be your learning place. That will be where you can ask questions.
Right. Yeah.
If I had a student come in and they asked me questions like that, I'd be happy to help them. And I would, even you, when you are, you've been in the room with me when I saw patients as not as a student, but as an employee when you worked at the practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell you, Allie, I'm looking at this because this is what it's going to tell me.
Right.
Allie, I do this because this is what it's going to tell me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when we look at revenue per patient, we look at all the financials in the practice today. My goal is to help you and Kyle to be able to see this is why we do what we do.
Right.
This is what it means. And these are the trends you don't want to continue.
Right. Yeah.
And these are the things you want to make sure you continue to do more of.
Mm-hmm.
So
I guess I will say, I think another con would probably be it's not exactly how you want it.
True.
When you're buying an already made practice.
And there's surprises. I think that I've told people the story before. Do you remember the story of how we, when we bought the practice we're in, and I love Dr. Beckstroth is amazing. And I am just grateful every day for the fact that it turned out the way it did for us. And we bought his practice. His family's incredible. But anyway, I'll never forget sitting there seeing a patient. And for days, I let it go because I didn't have time to fix things like this. But there mm-hmm. was a poster, an eyeball poster, on the wall behind the exam chair. So it was probably 11 by 14. It wasn't even that, maybe 20 by 24. It was a decent sized poster.
Okay.
But it wasn't like it was right there where you could see it. It was down low, right behind where the patient was sitting. And I thought, this is so weird. Why is there a poster there? And so finally one day, I think it was a Saturday, I'm in there doing some work. And I thought, I don't like that poster there. I'm going to move that poster.
I'm going to move the poster. Oh no. What was behind the poster?
A giant hole in the wall.
Oh no. Oh no.
So those are the things you get when you buy a practice. You have no idea. It's like, it's walking into a house that you bought that is now going to be yours and you're going to find stuff. Just wait, Caleb.
The fact that you just left the poster there.
That's
she goes,
right.
I don't like it, but I'm going to leave it. I'm gonna leave it. Oh nope, I'm done leaving it.
Yeah, you reach that point and then you move it, you go, oh yeah, that's not gonna work. So the poster went back up until we renovated.
Wow.
And we did. I was able to put up with, and that's the other thing, like you said, you end up with things you maybe don't like. I mean, people have heard the story. We had a one exam lane in the office when we bought it. It was a 20-foot exam lane, which is what most doctors did back in that day.
Yep.
And Dr. Meckstroth would see patients on this end, and on that end would be all the pre-testing.
I remember this. It's crazy.
And
I
so, you know, we went through with that for a while. I think we were probably in our first year, and we decided, okay, we're going to shut down. I think it was over New Year's. I'm trying to remember when we did it, but over New Year's probably, we took a
little bit of a vacation, 3 days, I think. And David and Dave Decker, and I think Aunt Carly was there at the time. They put a wall in, divided it into two rooms. Yep. We painted, drywall, you name it, got it all done that fast. And put it back to the way I was comfortable and used to doing it.
Right, yeah.
And so you're going to walk into stuff like that. And I will tell you that the it looks like a con. Mm-hmm. So you're right.
Right.
It looks like a negative because when you see it, you go, oh my word, this isn't the way it was done when I was a student.
Right.
I don't even know how to do this. And it can be a little scary. And that's where the encouragement of someone around you, whether it's a consultant or family, for me, it was dad and my dad and your dad that basically just said, that's okay. Don't worry about it. We'll change that. We can work around that.
Right.
And if they hadn't said that, yep. If they hadn't said it, I probably would have thought it was an what's the word I'm looking at? Something that was going to be a deal breaker.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so looking at it now, I go back and say that
was not compromisable. No. Uncompromising. Uncompromising.
It's all right. It was a deal breaker in my mind and theirs it wasn't. And so that's another thing I would say to people is make sure that you have others with you to be able to help you through whatever the journey is. Don't do it on your own because it won't make sense on your own. You need another person that can walk you through it. So let's summarize. And I think for you, you're kind of in a place where you might know where you're going and what you're going to do. But for your friends that are out there trying to decide,
right?
There's a benefit to both. Mm-hmm. But where do you think we landed? You don't have to pick one, but what would you summarize our conversation?
I would summarize it with one is going to, I mean, they're both going to involve a lot of learning. And either way, you're going to hit setbacks. So don't be scared of either option.
Right.
You just That's need good. To know what you want to do. And if you could figure out what you want to do before you get to that point, it makes the decision a lot easier.
Yep. Have a plan.
Yeah.
And then execute. And then ask people for help all along the way. You can call me. I'm happy to help you. And read the book because Creating Your Business of Distinction really walks you through a lot of the things that you need to do. Right. And I would read it before you make a decision.
Yeah.
Because it will help you. It will help you. And if you're already in the middle of it, it's good for anybody and it's good for actually any business. Mm-hmm. So happy new year to everybody. Yes. I think you'll probably be seeing this around that time. And we appreciate you being here with us. Allie will keep bringing us questions. And I think we're not done with what type of practice and how to get started.
Yeah.
So we'll have more conversations as 2025 rolls in.
We definitely will.
Honestly, the information never gets old. So the same rules apply that did in my day apply today. Just you have better technology. That's all.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for being here with us. Thank you, Allison.
Thanks, Mom.